Hey there, Disney Historian. Let's walk through these stages together, starting with the placement stage. Here, to begin the drawing, you will mark top, bottom, left, and right. These are the extremes of your drawing. This way you can avoid running out of space on your page forever. This will never happen to you again if you do the placement stage, which is how I start out all drawings from observation. Top, bottom, left, right, to place the drawing on the page. Don't move on from this stage until you feel really good about those four marks. Compare, measure if you have to, comparing height to width, deciding how much space you want to have to the margins of the page. Once you're happy with your placement, we'll continue with the big shapes. Here, there's one rule. Draw the biggest line first. You will get sidetracked. You will get distracted by details. So literally, take a step back, get some distance between you and the drawing, and look for the biggest line. Here in this example, there's a line of the cast shadow underneath her chin, going across her neck. That's a long line. That's perfect for the big shapes stage. I'm looking for lines like this. Whatever has high value contrast, whatever is straight, those are the lines I'm looking for, and that's what I'm drawing first. It's really important to stay at this level of abstraction here. There's again the temptation to add smaller lines, little details. Keep yourself from doing that. Stay at the big shapes stage and work with what you have here. So that means with the few simple lines, try to see if they're in the right place. Check the angles, check the alignments. We want to get the big things in the right place. Everything right now is still a guess, but we want it to be a good guess. The earlier you catch a mistake, the easier it is to fix it. So stay at this stage for a bit until you feel confident in your lines. Then let's move on to medium shapes. Here we're taking the statement we made with the big shapes and we're breaking it down. We're adding more information, smaller shapes. And as you add more information, mistakes will become more obvious. But there's a trade-off. They will also become more laborious to fix. Again, catch mistakes early and you'll be able to progress much faster. And here I'm thinking the same thing. Stay at this level of abstraction. Don't add tiny, tiny details. Stay with these medium size of shapes and get them accurate. Once that feels solid, we'll add some tone, which brings us to the Noten stage. Noten is a Japanese concept, and you can translate it as two tones. So we have here the lights and the shadows, and we'll use one consistent tone for all of the shadows. Halftones belong to the light, and those we ignore for now. Just the lights, just the shadows. If you're not sure about the difference between halftones and shadows, do a Google search for Mastering Light and Form, and there are two recordings of lectures I've done, freely available online. And there's a preview video of the course that explains modeling factors. So that's another term to look for. Dorian Eiten modeling factors video. All we do at the Noten stage is fill in the shadows with a uniform tone. This allows you to then see light shapes and shadow shapes, and proportional mistakes will become much more visible. As you refine your drawing, as you make it more correct, stay at a medium shape level of abstraction. That means no tiny details, definitely no shading, no rendering the form. Keep it big, but get to accuracy, accurate proportions. Then, next step is articulation. What does that mean? To articulate a drawing is to bring it from a sketchy, simplified stage to sort of full fruition. So we're going carefully across every part of the drawing and teasing out the smaller forms and the details. We're not getting into shading yet. This is still about line, so angles, shapes, proportions. But we want everything to really be in the right place. If you look at the lower right of the neck, you can see the difference between the Noten stage and the articulation stage. When you are really happy about where all the lines of your drawing are, we can start shading. And I recommend you follow the same process. So we go big to small, just like we go from big shapes to medium shapes to small shapes. We will go from big forms, so now that's 3D sculptural thinking, round thinking. We go from big forms to medium forms, and then finishing off with small forms. In big form modeling, I think of the head itself as an egg shape, and I think of or conceptualize the neck as a cylinder. And I'm applying tone to get those big forms to read properly. With a bit of practice, this can be done extremely quickly and effectively. From the big forms, we're then moving on to the small forms. So you notice in big form modeling, there's no indication of the cheeks as separate forms, or the nose or the chin, for example. When we go to medium form modeling, the cheeks, the chin, even the eyes are now starting to be modeled on their own term. But these are sitting within the big form, and that's the key. If you establish the big forms first, you put the small or medium forms on top, you will arrive at the finished drawing much faster and maybe with much more sanity. So big, medium, and then small. So the small forms is what's left for the finishing stage. To finish a drawing, I recommend working area by area. So here, let's say we take the right eye first and really finish it. Think about shapes, think about values, and think about edges or transitions. That's all you have to work with here. Once that area is completely finished, decide on what's next, set clear boundaries, and finish that part. This way, area by area, you bring the drawing to completion. I hope this was helpful. If you liked it, please share it with a friend, put the link on social media. I would greatly appreciate it. I'll see you soon, and I wish you happy drawing.